OK, here is one for you, Judith. It's from Paul.
Is it possible there is a new heavy element inside a neutron star?
OK, so so the answer to this is no, but it's sort of quite interesting why. So I should start perhaps by briefly explaining what a neutron star is. So just as a reminder, neutron stars are these really strange stars. So you take a sort of an ordinary star, so you could say take all of the matter in our solar system and squash it down to an incredibly high density, so you could fit our solar system inside the M25, basically. So neutron stars are about 10 kilometres or so in size, but they have all the matter in them that an entire solar system could have.
Like one teaspoonful weighs, you know, millions of tonnes.
Yeah, a teaspoonful could weigh the same as Mount Everest or something. So they're very strange. The physics of them is really weird. They have very strong gravity, but the important thing is that the density and the pressure in the centre of a neutron star is so incredibly high. We don't understand how physics works in those conditions. We can't do experiments in the lab. So there are quite a lot of exotic theories about what could happen in the centre of a neutron star. But one thing that couldn't happen is the creation of a new chemical element, sort of similar to the sorts of things we have on the periodic table. Because sort of chemical elements have protons and neutrons bound together, and then they have orbits of electrons spinning around. And what happens in a neutron star is that when the star forms, the protons and the electrons that were there and the nuclei from the star, they combine together. So the electrons and the protons combine together to make neutrons. So there's no space to have these orbitals of electrons spinning around. So you couldn't make a new element like that. On the other hand, there are theories about all sorts of weird things that could go on in the centres of neutron stars, because the neutrons themselves might break down into quarks, which are the little particles that you get inside neutrons and protons. And then those quarks can do quite strange things and combine together in various ways. So people are quite interested in trying to figure out the physics of neutron stars, because it might tell us something interesting about those sorts of exotic states.
Judith, thank you very much. Right, talking of weird stuff going on,